My friends, today I want to quickly teach you something awesome about our actions before God. So in classical Catholic theology, there is a fourfold effect to every action that we have. First of all, we can make up for the mistakes and the sin in the world. The second part is that we could obtain an increase in our glory and our holiness. So the first level is called propitiation. And that's something that we do when we classically speak of appeasing God's wrath. An example would be a storm or some terrible thing or some apparent punishment upon the world, and we do propitiation through our actions. The second level is satisfaction. This one we're a little bit more familiar with. There's different synonyms for that word: satisfaction, reparation, atonement. That's something that we're familiar with through different devotions to the Sacred Heart, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and Divine Mercy. And that's what we do, suffering in our bodies to complete the repair of the evil that was done. So first we appease God's wrath, and then we close it up, bringing us to neutral by doing satisfaction. Then there are two aspects to our actions that we can do. The first one is called impetration, and that's basically asking and obtaining different gifts or favors or blessings. A similar synonym would just be asking. Lastly is merit. That's where all of this is crowned. This is a reward that we receive both here on earth and in heaven for our actions, and ultimately obtaining for us greater degrees of glory. Just reviewing, it's propitiation, that first step, satisfaction, completing it, bringing us to neutral, then impetration, asking, and lastly, merit. And so, beginning yesterday and today and then the next few days, we are in that second level. We are doing satisfaction, atonement, reparation, all mean the same thing, through actions of meekness for those that sinned by anger and impatience in purgatory. Now, one thing that's really important is only two of these can we do who are still alive. Only us who are still alive, who have bodies, can do satisfaction, because that requires some sort of suffering on behalf of someone that didn't want to do something while on earth. Lastly, only us here in the body on earth can still merit. For these two reasons, the angels are envious of us. So that's something that we really need to understand and wrap our mind around. It is this really particular detail in regards to our actions. It's an amazing aspect of how we grow in holiness. Before we make reparation for those who sin through anger and impatience, I want to tell you how to get rid of your anger. I've spoken about it before in a couple of videos where I talked about the unbound prayer. Some of you reached out to me for this prayer, others didn't. Maybe you're busy, maybe you didn't understand, maybe you were confused by it, but you could do it on your own, and today I want to teach you. Because if we're going to atone for, if we're going to repair, if we're going to make satisfaction for those who sin through anger, shouldn't we get rid of ours first? Now, anger has to do with an injustice that happened to us because of something that was done to us, something that was not done to us, or something that was taken away. So for instance, that someone stole money, or that someone didn't pay you the amount of money that they said they were going to pay you. Or a last example would be that someone crashed your car and now you have to fix it. So these are a few different injustices that we can suffer for. And our body and our emotions will feel anger until these things are repaired. That's why that idea of reparation is so important, because we're still going to feel anger if there's a debt. And that's what we're really talking about. Anger has to do with debt. And I want to help you get rid of that debt so that you have no anger. The first step that I want you to do is I want you to make a list of these words and then circle which ones you struggle with the most. Anger, resentment, frustration, bitterness, revenge, hatred, murder, impatience. Now, those are words that would typically fully cover everything that we talk about when we mean anger. So first, write those down and then circle the ones that you struggle with the most. Okay. Now, when you have that list, put that to the side. Now, I'm going to have you make two more lists. The first is write down the sins that you committed that brought those things in. So that could be like breaking something, yelling, etc. Write down what you did, what you're at fault for, what you would need to confess that brought those things into your life. That's the second list. Now, the third list is this. I want you to write the names of people that have hurt you, that you need to finish forgiving. Now, notice how I said that. because most of us begin forgiving people, but we don't finish. That's why we're still angry. Make sense? That's really, really important that Catholics do not understand the concept. We believe that if you just say a word of forgiveness, that it's done. Kind of like the Protestants, that you just say, Jesus, I love you, and you're my Lord and Savior, and you're saved. And we know that it doesn't work like that. It's a process. In the same way, it's a process of forgiving. Okay, so now that you have your list, I want you to put the first list, your sins, the second list, other people's sins, the third list, the things that you need to renounce. Okay, very, very simple. Now, everything that you are doing is within your power to do. As baptized Christians, we have authority over ourselves. We may not have authority over others. Spiritually speaking, we do have authority over ourselves. So for those of you that are kind of worried about this, know that you have authority over yourself. And in fact, you must have authority over yourself. It's not just an option. It's something that you need to do. So for the first part, I want you to verbally speak to Jesus, repentance for those sins. Now, a simple way that I typically have people do it is like this. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins, especially for, and then you name the sins. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I surrender my life to you. Please come into my heart. Now, you might need to rewind just to hear me say that again, or you can watch some of those other videos where I talk about that. Now, with that second list of other people's sins, it's very simple. For each person and the things they did to you, simply say, in the name of Jesus, I forgive my mom for, and begin mentioning the things that they said. Do that with each person. Now, for each of those things, it might take you 5 to 10 minutes to go through everything, even though I'm doing it very quickly. Now, when you've done those two and they feel finished, go to the third list and simply say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce a spirit of anger. In the name of Jesus, I renounce, and mention the other things that you want to renounce. Renouncing is spiritually breaking with something evil. We need to renounce things. We do it during the Easter season. We need to do it in our own spirituality and prayer at home. Once you've done those things, I want you to simply say this prayer over you. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of every evil spirit that I've renounced, and I command it to leave right now. When you say that, say it with confidence in Jesus without any fear, wanting those things to leave you. This exercise is a very simple exercise for you to get rid of anger in your own life, because we have to get rid of our fault of it, other people's, and break the specific thing itself so that we could be freed. Whenever I share this with people who struggle with anger, they greatly take control of it and begin being freed little by little. After you do that prayer, I want you to ask Jesus to bless you and to fill you and thank him for whatever work he's doing. My friends, today is a day where we are making reparation for those who sin in life with sins of anger and impatience. First, let's get rid of it ourselves, and then let's make up for what they did. Thank you for joining me today. I will see you tomorrow on day 18.